Making After School Cool.
Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those interested in the activities youth are involved with during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, the Vincent of Paris County Department of Education, and I'm your host, Mike Wilson. This is a preview of episode 60 of the Making After School Cool podcast. The topic of discussion for this episode is building positive relationships among the police, youth, and the community they serve. This episode features the Teen and Police Service Academies that are known as the TAPS Academies. To speak on TAPS Academy is my guest, Dr. Everett Penn. Dr. Penn is a professor of criminology at the University of Houston, Clear Lake, and has researched the social distance between youth and law enforcement.
We went through a very difficult time last year with the death of George Floyd and just the constant reminder of the schism that exists between police and citizens. The next layer of understanding that is that of issues of race, and then probably the layer after that are gender and socioeconomic issues. We have a choice. We can either say that these populations of citizen and police are not going to get along, and that's just the way things go, and we'll just continue to have these horrific experiences occur. Or we can make the right choice to say, what have we learned? What has research taught us? What are we prepared to take and to apply theory to practice to allow for better relationships between youth and police? But we now have a model from the President's Task Force on 21st Century Policing that tells us six pillars of importance to build better relationships and add to trust and legitimacy of police officers. The research is extremely clear. When a community trusts and believes in the legitimacy of the police department, you have better policing taking place. You have less crime occurring. You have more solving of crime taking place. It's simple as that. When the police are trusted by their community, you have better policing. When police are not trusted by the community, there is a schism, separation, division, social distance between citizens and community, us versus them.
Well, as always, I want to thank our listeners for joining us for this episode where our topic focused on building positive relationships with police officers, youth, and communities. Please join us for future broadcasts as we continue to explore issues relevant to the out-of-school time field.
Making After School Cool.